This man looks much younger than Brett Favre. Is Joe Fisher, voice of the Mandeville
Commodores.
He's
making a spot, your vantage spot, he is, and coming in. Oh, I thought you could have slept a little bit this morning.
You know, Paul, I asked.
Could have taped it, or you could have had Kevin do what he does, like when the Preds guys are on vacation or on an airplane.
Or, you know, like the one time that Joe goes on vacation every year.
That's right.
Try to fill in a little bit. Been keeping an eye on Brant Snedeker this morning. Last check, he was one over par through six holes as he plays the first round over at Turnberry.
Yeah, struggling a little bit at the start on a day when I think everybody thinks the course is probably playing about as easy as it's going to all week. So hopefully he can get that turned around here pretty soon. Tom Watson shot a 65, and he's just amazing in these majors how he comes through in the first couple of rounds at least. But, hopefully Brant can get it going here. It seems like a day where if you're going to put yourself in contention in this tournament, you're going to need to shoot a little bit under par at least. You're going to need to be in that 1-under, 2-under range to position yourself nicely. If you shoot, you know, a 74, 75 on the opening day, I think you really put yourself behind the eight ball this week.
What else is happening on West End?
Well, we've got folks traveling all over the place, and we've got a lot of our bowlers are up in Indianapolis for the Junior Amateur Championship, and a couple of them really doing well. Josie Earnest, Brittany Hamilton are both really in strong contention heading into the quarterfinals. So it's really interesting to watch these players after such a short period of time in the establishment of the program, really sort of on a national and really an international scale, play themselves into the minds of everybody in the collegiate bowling world. So we'll keep an eye on them and hope that they can continue to advance. Also, next week we'll make the announcement of our second Hall of Fame class. That'll come Tuesday, July 21st at a news conference in the afternoon. You know, there was so much attention to last year's great class, the inaugural class, and this will be year number two, and that'll come up next week.
Willie Dunn's got to be in there this time,
you know,
right?
It's got to be strong contention. You know, Tim Thompson, you know, a lot of guys got to be fighting.
Tense night at the Donick House, waiting up for the phone call.
And the Thompson House, too, I'm sure.
You know, I don't know how that works. If you sit there by the cell phone, and like the draft, you know, you get the call right beforehand. I'm not sure.
Joe, we'll see you a little bit later on in the show. We're going to have Bobby Johnson a little after 8 o'clock. Give us an idea of a question or two that you might like to see answered early on in camp for this Vanderbilt football team.
Well, gosh, Kevin, I figured you'd ask him who the starting quarterback
is. Well, I'm going to, and I'm going to ask him about no huddle
right
as well.
There.
Yeah.
And then how much are you going to run the no huddle
exactly
offense? I think those are going to be the two. You know, really, I think one, because we hear so much focus on the quarterbacks and on all these returning players, but I think Bobby can probably give us three or four names of redshirt freshmen that we probably have not talked about, who I think you're going to see get a really good chance to get some quality playing time. Some guys that sat out last year that might play themselves right onto the depth chart this year. He'll probably have several names he can give us on that.
Joe, we'll let you run. Talk to you a little bit.
See you a little while, guys. Thanks.